Here's your money briefing for Monday, February 1st. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. Shares of the video game retailer GameStop are on a wild ride. Plenty of observers are predicting a sudden end, but until then, some traders are pocketing their winnings while they can.
I think especially watching how the market movements affected their individual portfolios was kind of a crash course for a lot of people in how this stuff works.
Coming up, we'll talk about the traders fueling the rally, what their strategies are, and what they're doing with their earnings. Our personal finance columnist, Julia Carpenter, will walk us through it after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Traders who've bought shares of GameStop have made out quite well, so far. The video game retailer stock soared more than 1,600% last month. In our last episode, we discussed how a lot of observers are calling it a bubble that'll eventually pop, which means there's always the risk of holding onto the stock for too long and losing everything. Our personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter has been talking with the traders that are fueling the rally to get a sense of what they're thinking and what they plan to do with their earnings, and she joins me now. Julia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Julia, you talked to quite a few people who've made a lot of money from GameStop's rally. What can you tell us about them? These aren't full-time traders for the most part.
Most of the people I talk to are doing this on apps like Robinhood or using brokerages without commission, app-based brokerages. So definitely not full-time traders, usually individual investors, a lot of the people we've seen fueling this new wave of retail investing.
Are they taking any of their cues from these online forums that have fueled the rally, such as Wall Street Bets and Discord?
Absolutely. I can tell you right now, every single person I talked to mentioned either one of those or both. And I think especially with Wall Street Bets, we're seeing a lot of people encouraged to get into trading for the first time ever.
Have traders felt pressure from these online forums to act in a certain way?
If you look at Wall Street Bets, if you spend a lot of time on it, there's definitely a lot of encouragement to not sell, that these individual investors have a duty to play as a collective, that they have a duty to stay. But also, if you read stories about people who work on Wall Street, people who are full-time traders, they have received threats, they've received online harassment. And so there's kind of some intimidation happening on both sides, one encouraging people to stay in, others encouraging people to kind of stay out.
Can you talk about how some of them buy, sell, or hold their shares? What's the strategy here?
I talk to a variety of investors who have strategies kind of all over the place. Some people are investing for the first time because of this. So they've opened accounts to take advantage of what they're seeing online described as kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Other people are holding because they're intentionally trying to make a political statement or some sort of ideological expression about hedge funds and Wall Street. Other people are just looking to kind of get in low, sell high, make the most money that they can with this kind of short experience that we're seeing.
What about reinvesting? Did you speak with any traders who've taken that approach?
We did. I spoke with one person who kind of panicked at the beginning of the week when he saw how quickly this was escalating. So he sold his shares, then got back into the market with other gains, and then was using that specifically to kind of go all in on GameStop. I spoke with someone else who said, I'm going to take my wins from this and then turn around and invest in a more diversified portfolio, kind of taking advantage of what was happening with the market with GameStop, AMC, Nokia, these other very hot stocks. And then kind of using it to shore up a longer-term position.
We talked to Streetwise columnist James McIntosh on our last episode, and James said what he thought was taking place was a stock bubble, and bubbles inevitably pop. Do the people that you spoke with seem aware of that risk?
Yes, I think especially watching how the market movements affected their individual portfolios was kind of a crash course for a lot of people in how this stuff works.
So what have some of the people you've talked to done with their winnings?
So I spoke with one person who just sold off his shares, and he is planning to use that money to pay down his credit card debt and put the rest of the money toward his tuition for school. I spoke with someone else who is holding partially because she's hopeful that we would see a rise and she'd be able to pay off her student loans entirely.
It's interesting how many of the people you spoke with have a lot of debt to pay off. Is that a common story?
I think it's the new reality for a lot of younger people. We're seeing wages stagnate, housing costs and cost of living rise, even in the pandemic. And a lot of younger people have been affected by unemployment or pandemic layoffs. And on top of all of that, you have the student loan crisis. So there's a lot of burdens placed on people right now, and they're hopeful that this could help alleviate.
So for these people, the risk is worth it.
Absolutely. I think everybody I talked to said that they understood it was a gamble, but the potential positive was too great for them to ignore.
Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner for the Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen.